Hello, this is Rochelle from Tip Tap Tip.
Hey, and this is Eric. We're on vacation right now in Mexico, but you're thinking to yourself, well, if you're on vacation, how are some shows going to come to us? Because you're not here. And I'm really worried. And It's magic. You know why it's magic? Because we're thinking 12 steps ahead. What we've done is I've taken some of our, you know, some shows that we really like from the past.
And we picked the goodies.
The good ones that we like. And we're giving you a chance to kind of re-listen. If you're new to the show, you might not have heard them. But if you're old to the show, hey, why not hear them again? So we're throwing them in the thing, and you can hear them, and it's great. Another thing not to forget is what, Rochelle?
The song contest.
That's right. We got the Tip Tap Tip song contest coming up. We've got some great entries coming in.
But we want more.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, we want more. Just a reminder, what it is we have our theme song, which you hear at the beginning of every show. You remix, you remake, or you reimagine it, and you send the MP3 file to info@tiptaptip.com. And, get some pretty neat stuff. We've described the prizes in the previous episodes, but so you'll listen back and hear what they are.
Just get magic in the mail.
It's magic. So we're going to be back. We're going to be back soon with episode 200 once we come back from our vacation. So in the meantime, enjoy some of our older shows, and we'll catch up with you later.
And don't forget about the live show that we will be doing on December 1st at the Auburn.
That's right.
If you live in Calgary, please come. It should be fun.
That's right. Tip Tap Tip Live with some other great Calgary podcasters at the Auburn Saloon. December 1st, it's a Wednesday at 6 p.m. onwards. So do it. Be there. Support the things that we do.
That's it.
All right.
We're gone.
Have fun, and we'll catch you when we're back from vacation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're bitchy.
I'm hungry.
We're bitchy because we can't eat the foods that we want because we're on our very first day of our cleanse, which we mentioned a few episodes ago. So, I'm willing to...
It sucks. I could have had a hamburger today for like $5 with a drink.
I had a radish for lunch and some celery, which was kind of going bad. And
oh, it's so brutal.
Yeah, because I was in such a rush this morning because it's first day, so I'm... You know, I took the colon cleansers to those upon rising, so they say. And then I had, I think, an apple. And then I had two of the other types of pills, those other ones. The multi-cleansers. And then I grabbed a bunch of stuff that was in the fridge and went. So what I ate today, before I even came home, was... various nuts and grains, small little handful of those, some almost rotten vegetables, which I kind of
yummy,
and an apple and a banana. And then I came home and was bitchy because I was still hungry. And
I went grocery shopping.
You went grocery shopping. You picked up a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff.
And I followed like everything that we're allowed to eat on the cleanse and then cut it all up and put it into little baggies so that tomorrow when
I can do it right.
Go to work, we can have real food and eat.
Exactly.
Because you can't go anywhere. You can't, you know, go to a restaurant or a cafe and order anything because everything has bread.
Yeah. Maybe that.
And cheese.
God damn it.
Fuck, I love cheese.
Like bread!
I know.
Fuck! This show is just going to get more and more interesting.
Oh, we're just going to talk about food the whole time.
We're going to talk about food.
While our mouths salivate.
But as fun as this is, the next 7 days are going to be more interesting. But probably by next Sunday, we're either going to be kicking each other's ass or just kind of lying on the ground,
And the worst is, like, when you're watching TV, right? Because there's, like, so many commercials for food.
Yeah, like, this, the flamethrower burger.
Oh,
the Baconator. I'm just like, oh, you assholes, you're doing this just to spite me. You're
it's no wonder people are couch potatoes.
Yeah. But we did have a good dinner. It was some steak, a little smaller portion of steak, which was actually baked, first time in my life.
Yeah, I just put a little bit of olive oil on it, stuck it in the oven with some oregano and some pepper. We're allowed to eat pepper, but not salt.
No salt.
And some quinoa with sliced tomato and
asparagus.
Steamed asparagus and steamed zucchini. And I put a little bit of butter on that because we're allowed to have butter.
All right. We can have butter, but butter has salt in it, so.
No, it's unsalted butter.
Oh, fuck.
I know. I love salt so much.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. As long as we don't tear each other's heads off.
We almost did before.
Now we're drinking some herbal tea because we can have unlimited amounts of herbal tea.
Yeah, maybe it'll calm me the heck down because I was being a bit of a pain in the ass before the show started. So, herbal tea, so good. Yum. Give me like 2 liters, please. All right. But we did have a good weekend. We didn't do a show yesterday, but we do have lots to talk about.
We drank a lot this weekend because we can't drink when we're doing the cleanse.
Yeah, so we made sure that we made sure that when we were going into the cleanse, we had enough built up and reserved to hopefully make us through the next 7 days. So on Friday, we went over to a friends of ours. We had a house party. Quiet Cat, we're recording. And we went over there. It was fun.
Yeah, they had amazing food there. They had that smoked mackerel.
We're just going to talk about
food. I know, we're just who we are.
It's smoked mackerel. They had those bun things with the ground beef and the cheese kind of baked
in. Yeah, it was like a hamburger, but made all good. Oh, man. This is brutal. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. They're awesome people.
And hopefully, if we're lucky, we'll be having them on the show in the near future because they're fun.
That would be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Saturday, I kicked Eric out.
Yeah, I was kicked out. Got my ass kicked to the curb. Rochelle had a girls' night in. She had a...
it was a girls' night out, but, you know, we had dinner at home and made some pizza and wanted to get ready to go out and stuff. And so two of my friends stayed over at my place, at our place. And then Eric got kicked out.
I got kicked out.
Stayed in a hotel.
I was supposed to be staying with a friend of mine, but he got called out of town on duty. And I ended up staying at the Ramada Inn, Ramada Hotel. downtown, and which is actually probably one of the better ideas I've come up with. You know, if you have money extra to spare, have a 1 day vacation, check yourself into a hotel. And, it was fun because I got to go in the pool and I got to suntan, and I made sure that everybody knew by sending them text messages and taking pictures of myself by the pool.
The cat is scratching my back. Scoot!
All right, bye. That's the fuck off cat sound. And it was fun. So I just went shopping, came back, bought some liquor, got drunk in the hotel room by myself while watching Terminator 3 and surfing the internet. I don't know why I don't live in a hotel all the time. You know, the fact that it did cost me 150 bones, not including like all the extra stuff, like, you know, the food the room service I ordered in.
That'd be fun.
It was fun.
Well, we're going to have to do it next time.
It'll be cheaper.
With the two of us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We should do the Ramada. I recommend it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I went out with my two friends and got drunk. It was fun. Went dancing.
And some jerk almost...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. This, like, short little bald-headed dude, like, spilt beer on my friend and purposely, like, knocked over the beer, and it fell all on her shirt and her skirt, and he just didn't give a shit.
You know, it's...
And, I mean, I would have... I don't know. I tried to get him kicked out. I talked to the bartender and stuff. I tried to get him kicked out, but like his, he had this huge like sidekick friend of his who was like 6 foot tall and like 300 pounds wearing like a leather vest. And he just, you know, yeah, he scared the shit out of me. So we went into the other side of the bar.
I am so glad that I was not there that night. Cause I would have, you know, I would have been called upon in my boyfriendly duties to come and defend your honor. I would have got my ass handed to me so bad. If not by short little guy, by his big scary friend.
No, but the short little guy was insane.
He was the one who was talking more shit.
Like he must have been so high on coke or something.
Yeah, where were you again?
The Drum and Monkey.
Drum and Monkey, in Calgary. Nice place to visit during the day, you know.
Yeah, a little bit sketchy at night.
You know, granted, I've only been there a few times during the evening, so don't take it from me, but all the times I have been there have been kind of weird and stupid.
Well, it's because that whole street, it's like kind of closing down, and that's like the one place that's still open. Every other bar on that street is closed.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing, like, you know, in a Neverending Story when like all the the world is crumbling and the Drum and Monkey is kind of like that last little piece of sand.
Yeah.
Before they make that land again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except it's a really shitty piece of sand and you're bound to get your ass kicked while being there and having your drink spilled on you and the asshole not offering to buy you a new drink.
It wasn't her drink.
It was his own drink.
She didn't know whose drink it was.
So somebody else
purposely spilled it and it fell all on her shirt and her skirt. And it was like a brand new skirt that I had just given her.
Attention, staff of Drum and Monkey. Sort this shit out.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Get the assholes out of the bar.
Not cool. All right.
Okay. So I am going to read a part from my diary.
All right.
And this is... Get into the good part.
Let's get into the good part. It's been so awesome so far.
Okay, so this is December 9th. I'm not sure what year it was, but I think last time it was like 1990. Yeah, 1990. Okay, it was Kim's birthday, and it wasn't exactly fun. Kim was okay, but Cindy and Tanya were annoying.
Okay. I'll just interject quickly. Anytime there's a pause here, it's not because Rochelle can't read her writing. It's because she's trying to map her fake names to the real names. Yeah. So just be patient with us. I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay. They were weird, but I just found out that whenever I'm around Tanya, I act shy because if I do anything, she'll criticize what I did. I hate people like that.
Me too.
She's weird. We got our pictures taken, and Tanya's face is hogging all four pictures. Kim and...
Does she have a fat head?
No, she just, like, you know, wanted to be the center part of the picture and hogged up the whole picture.
I thought, you know, she had, like, an abnormally large head and, you know, just kind of took up the whole picture because it was just...
Well, she did have a big nose.
All right. Continue.
Kim and Cindy are either not... Are either not... On or they're squished. I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. I don't like Tanya. I'm not sure if Cindy likes me, and she makes faces behind my back. Kim only knows that I'm alive when I'm on the bus. Only in the morning, in the afternoon, she flirts with Tyson and Matt. She plays Chicken Argo. That's when the guy's hand goes up your leg.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right, go.
The guy's hand goes up your leg.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And down. But when you say chicken, he stops.
So,
I can't believe that. We talked about that before, right?
Yeah, you mentioned that. The hand kind of creeps up.
Yeah, and then
up
you say,
the thigh, and then until,
you say stop, or you say chicken, and then he stops.
And the one that wins is the Cindy one that lets the guy go the farthest, right? So obviously a guy invented these rules, not the girl.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Cindy lets Tyson feel them up, feel feel them out. Mm-hmm. It's such a perverted game, yuck. Although I only played it once, not letting him go higher than my hip and lower than my neck. He says I'm shy. Yeah, right. He's perverted. I want to go on a trip to Europe and find a guy there. That's what I told my dad. Because apparently I thought they weren't perverted there. And I'm wrong.
Yeah.
My Christmas list is so long, I can't write it down. So I'll just tell you what I get. I drew a picture of the Black Beauty, and I drew the horse. People say it's awesome, and I agree.
So you wanted a horse for Christmas?
No, I just drew a picture of a horse.
Oh, okay.
No, the whole Christmas, that's a separate section.
Okay.
I sprained my foot today.
Okay.
Okay, so this one page has...
Broken hearts?
A whole bunch of broken hearts with a whole bunch of guys' names on it. And then there's one that... And then I wrote true, but there's no heart around it. Because I don't know who the true love is.
Wow, that's...
So in-depth.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Someone likes me in our class. Beats me who? But tomorrow I'm going to ask Kim. Beg her. These other girls say it's someone who was popular last year. I'll ask Kim and find out and write it on this blank. Who likes me in December 1990, 1991 in my class? His name is, and then I wrote a whole bunch of hearts with question marks. Do I like him? Yes or no? And that yes one has like a full heart, and the no one has a broken heart.
Aww. Sad.
That's cute, eh?
That's cute.
So
how did you get your initial clue? That's that you, because you said somebody likes me, but how did you guess?
Because one of my friends told me.
But she wasn't willing to cough it up, cough up the info?
No.
Just teasing you with a little bit of. Tidbit of information.
Totally teasing me.
Oh, that dummy.
I know.
Oh, nice friends.
Can I use that pen for a minute?
Yeah. All right. We're adding another name.
Yeah, to the, sorry. I got to change the name. We'll call her Susie. Susie is having a Christmas party on December 14th, 1990. I really want to go, so this week I have to do everything fast and right or else I don't get to go. My parents, you know, had to, like, do my chores and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Cindy is pretending she likes Susie. The only reason she's going is because she says she doesn't want to hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished reading The Hiding Place, a Dutch and German war story book written by the girl in the book, Corrie Ten Boom, or Ten Boom or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
She's Christian. We are reading the diary of Anne Frank right now. She gave her diary a name, Kitty. So I'm going to name you, and then in brackets, I have my diary. My favorite name, Chantel.
Oh, here's where it comes.
So when I write in my diary, I'll start it out like a letter. Example. Dear Chantel, December 9th, 1990. So from now on, it will be Dear Chantel. All
right.
The end of today.
I can't believe people were playing that perverted game when they were like 10 or 11.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize I was so young.
Didn't happen in my school. Is it just a Christian school thing or what?
Well, it's what happens when you have to take the yellow bus for an hour every day. You just come up with different games.
Yeah, I usually just drew my sketchbook.
I usually just fell asleep. I really, really like sleeping on the bus.
I really don't think a bus is just the only place you like to sleep. You just like sleeping, be it a bus,
yeah.
A car, and
then because I slept,
the couch after dinner.
I avoided all the bullshit that happened on the bus. All the drama, all the gossip.
And there was. I remember when I was a kid, I think it was, must have been junior high. I was kind of, you know. I was kind of a dummy, a bit nerdy, but I remember one time I got the third degree from some people just because, I guess it was during the winter. I had, you know, I tucked my shirt into my long johns, and my long johns were kind of sticking out behind my
ear. Oh, that is so geeky!
Yeah. So
did you tuck your shirt into your underwear?
No, into my long johns, which I guess is the same as underwear, right?
Yeah. Yes. But like when you weren't wearing long johns, did you tuck your shirt into your underwear?
No, I think it was just like a one-off thing. But I got the I got.
Do not tuck your shirt into your underwear. It's not cool.
It's not ever going to be cool?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you're wearing like Superman underwear or something.
Or the awesome ones I got this weekend when I went shopping.
Yeah, those ones are really nice.
Yeah, but amongst some of the other things I did
Your weekend vacation?
My one day vacation was I treated my entire day like a vacation. I before I went back to the pool, I went out shopping. So I went out and picked up a few shirts and a new pair of underwear. Made sure that it was a type that would get Rochelle's approval. So, and it did.
Well, stripes, anything stripes is good.
Any sort of crappy washed out stripes. Yeah. Crappy, like meaning like the color.
How many did you get? How many pairs?
I just got the one pair.
Oh, you should have gotten more. Those are really nice.
Yeah. There's a brown pair I was going to get, but that's like camouflage. I don't have to worry about
it. Ew, that's so gross.
No?
No.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't
That's care. Why I wanted to get them.
I don't do your laundry. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mmm. Tea.
Mmm. Mm.
Tea is so much better than hamburgers.
Shh.
I'm
thinking chocolate right now.
Mmm. Yummy. 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 Here's a story which deals in overkill. Now, you don't like bugs, and I don't like bugs.
Mm-mm.
You like bugs less than I do. Me, I kind of pick and choose. There's certain bugs I like and certain bugs. Certain bugs I don't like, right?
The only bugs I'm okay with are those ones that look like tree branches because they don't look like bugs.
Yeah, and they're in cages and you can't touch them.
No, I had them.
Oh, you when
we when we were in Vancouver, Victoria went to the bugs. Remember, I put them on my arm.
Yeah, and I was a big chicken. I didn't put any bugs on any arm.
I know. I was really disappointed in you.
I know. I failed. I'm like, I don't. You're a lot braver than me.
Next time we go, I dare you to ask if you can hold the centipede.
Oh, those things are the... No.
Those things are gross. That's they gross me out. And the tarantula and the... what's the one that like stings you?
Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, and the cockroaches too. But I found it interesting that cockroaches are actually really clean.
Really? I always assume they were dirty.
No, they have like a natural like antiseptic cleanser on their shell. So they're actually cleaner than our hands are. Which I think is just because they're scroungers, right? Like they find food.
Yeah.
And they eat food. Like garbage, basically.
Huh.
Yeah. You weren't listening.
I was kind of wandering around, like, you know.
Oh.
I've already been through there before, so I've heard it all before, right?
But yeah.
Apparently, I didn't retain that piece of information, so.
No. And then do you remember in Indiana Jones when he gets, like, stung by a scorpion? And then Indiana Jones asked him, oh, what size was it? And he was like, it was really big. And then Indiana Jones was like, oh, good.
Okay.
Because the bigger the scorpion is, the less harmful the sting is.
Okay.
And I knew that.
Because you
before
saw
when you said that.
You're like,
I was like, yeah, I already know that shit.
I saw the presentation of the bug zoo in Victoria. I'm an expert.
Exactly.
All right. High five for you.
Woo.
All right. Anyways, on to the story of bugs. A New Jersey man trying to exterminate insects in his apartment blew it up instead.
Oh,
blew up the whole apartment. The New York Daily News reported on Monday. Isaiah Savidal Makeda was unhurt in the incident, but 80% of his apartment was destroyed. And I bet you the bugs are still alive. Eatontown, New Jersey police told the newspaper a can of Raid really may have helped a little bit more than, you know, dynamite or whatever you used.
Yeah, what did he use?
The accident occurred as Makeda was spraying for pests in his kitchen. Somehow the bug spray ignited a blast that blew out the kitchen's front windows and triggered a fire that quickly spread, so it was an accident.
Oh, so he was using bug spray.
Okay.
He was probably just, like, smoking while using bug spray.
Yeah. Police told
when something says it's flammable, that means that it's flammable.
Yeah. Police told the newspaper that the Saturday blaze also caused smoke damage to the apartment above. Yeah. So, bugs.
Sometimes I have dreams that spiders are crawling on the bed.
That's not really a comforting dream.
No.
Ugh.
But I think that's just when the bed sheets are dirty And then I'd think of all the bed bugs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of bed bugs. That's why I flipped our mattress, because it confuses them.
Did you also learn this at the Bug Zoo or what?
No, I learned that on, what's that? Oh, it's a movie. Angela's Ashes.
So they flipped
it? In the movie, yeah, because they're so poor that they just have to sleep on an old mattress that has like bugs in it. So what they do is they flip the mattress because the bugs are like crawling on their faces and itching them. And all they can do is flip it and then stomp on it to confuse the bugs. And then they don't know where to go. I don't know how it works. Oh. But yeah, it's gross. Ew.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. Huh. You didn't know that?
I've never seen Angela's Ashes.
Oh, it's a really good movie. So, and Oprah Winfrey did a whole show apparently about like bugs in their in mattresses. I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Mm. Love it.
It's too bad we can't put like liquor in our tea.
You know, no liquor. I don't know how am I gonna do this weekend? What are we gonna do? Yeah. Huh?
Go for a walk.
I guess we'll just have to like hang out and like talk to each other and stuff.
Oh shit, that sucks. I know, like,
oh man. Because outside the show, we really
don't. We never talk.
we say stuff like, or I say to you, I'm hungry. Make dinner faster.
And then I say, take out the garbage.
Yeah, there's three bags out there I got to deal with.
Yeah, and it's like so hot out right now. You can smell the garbage.
I'll deal with that tomorrow when I go downstairs. Sir.
Yeah, whatever.
man sentenced for setting friend's crotch ablaze.
What's with all the fire ones?
That's what the news happened to be to bring up today.
I don't like fire stories.
I know. But this is fire somebody's crotch.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
All right. Two practical jokers are behind bars for setting their passed out drinking buddy's crotch ablaze while boozing in Grover Beach. Matthew Craig Pillars and Jack Brent Nicholas Kiefer pleaded no contest to felony great bodily injury charge. Prosecutors say the 22-year-old Pillars, a parolee, was sentenced to 2 years in prison, and the 19-year-old Kiefer got 45 days in San Luis Obispo County Jail. Elliot Tuliha, pardon my non-pronunciation type abilities, was passed out when the man poured cologne on the man's groin and set him on fire on January 18th. Assholes, if any of my friends did that.
And so, like, is he still okay?
Tuliha had second-degree burns on his testicles.
Oh.
Okay. Here's the deal. You can draw dicks on my face. You can, like, you know, sharpen my whole face, do whatever. Don't mess around with my junk if I'm passed out and drunk.
Yeah, totally. Well, you can shave it. They do that sometimes, don't they?
Do what?
Shave your junk.
I haven't heard that one. But, like, you know, nothing that caused...
Or shave your chest.
I've heard them, like, shaving, like, one eyebrow.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I guess you wouldn't really want your friends, like, poking around your junk anyway, trying to shave it.
Yeah, it's kind of gay.
It's like, seriously, like, guys.
You know, come on. Keep with
you. What were they thinking? That's so stupid.
They weren't thinking. Oh, that's a problem. You know, they were drunk too, of course. So that's exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been like really, really drunk, but I've never done anything that fucking stupid.
I've never passed out.
No. You're in the bar.
No, I've never done that. Or like.
No, even, neither. But like, even, I mean, you pass out when you come home.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But like, never at like a house party, because that's just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta know your limits, people. Or else, next thing you know, your friends are gonna be throwing cologne on your junk and lighting fire. Next thing you know, you got third degree burns to your sack. Not fun. Not cool. Stupid friends.
Stupid friends. Yeah. You should sue them.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a follow up story in a few weeks.
Can I read that one?
You can read this one.
Okay.
I have a few things to say about this one here.
So. Okay. It's the law. No sagging pants in Chicago suburb. Oh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful if you have saggy pants in the South Chicago suburb of Linwood. Village leaders have passed an ordinance that would levy $25 fines against anyone showing 3 inches or more of their underwear in public. Oh, that's awesome. Eugene Williams is the mayor of Linwood. He says young men walk around half-dressed, keeping major retailers and economic development away. He calls the new law a hot topic. The American Civil Liberties Union says the ordinance targets young men of color.
I say bullshit.
Yeah, that's totally bullshit.
Because if you're walking anywhere down any sort of hipster or type area, you'll see these little hipster dumbass is wearing tight pants.
Yeah, and it's everybody. It's not just like...
It has nothing to do with...
It's like the whole emo look, too. It's not just like the rapper look.
This I don't understand, all right? So...
And not all rappers are black. That's racist.
That's racist. Racist.
The American Civil Liberties Union is racist. Can we say this? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
No, like, because I don't know how... Emo kids, scenesters, write me an email. Tell me how you do this. You wear skinny jeans... You're like a size 24 waist, and your jeans look like they're painted onto your thighs and calves, and yet you somehow sagging around your ass.
Well, because they just wear it low, so like instead of it, like they wear it like halfway down their butt.
Why?
So it's still tight on the legs. I don't know. I don't know how that style came to be, but it's nasty because... Personally, if you want to show off your ass to like women and get, you know, pick up girls, well, you don't have it look like you have it, you know, like it looks like they shit their pants because it's like just saggy right there. Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you're skinny enough to fit into those jeans, you don't really have much of an ass to show. It's kind of pelvis bone and some skin covering it. And that's really about it.
That's why they do it because they don't have an ass. So they like, you know, the saggy part makes it look like they might have an ass.
Makes it look like they're wearing fucking pull-ups. Come on, people.
Yeah, I know it does.
You're a big
okay,
kid now.
Okay, so one more line in this article. Mm-hmm. Young adults in the village, like 21-year-old Joe Clomes, say the new law infringes on their personal style. He says leaders should instead spend money on making the area look nicer.
I don't know. Like, on one hand, I say, yeah, you know, it's kind of stupid, but... Does one really need to put an ordinance on that? You know, this is fashion. Fashion will change in 5 years. You know, who's to say? You know, maybe people will be wearing jeans up to their fucking nipples.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I personally don't like the style.
I don't like it, but I don't think there should be like
do something like that. But it's not, you can't make a law against it and fine people for their personal style.
Exactly. That's, as stupid as it is.
Yeah. And that's even stupider than the no smoking law.
Oh, yeah. You really don't know. Actually, I was going to get your thoughts on this. Because buying cigarettes in Alberta, Canada, that's to our international viewers, if we have any, they've now passed a... Or is it a Calgary thing? Where you...
I think it's different all across Canada. So,
anyways.
And I think it's the same in Edmonton, but it's...
Okay.
I think it's provincial.
So basically what they've done is, in addition to putting like, you know, huge warnings, which take up the majority of the packaging, they've now actually covered up the displays so that anytime you're purchasing cigarettes, you can't actually see what you're buying until you actually buy it. They've actually covered it up. And
I don't really care about that. If anything, it's more of a inconvenient pain in the ass for the person who works there. Because instead of just being able to look and see where the cigarettes are, they have to open up these blind things, look, then close it, then open up another blind thing, and then close it, and then open up another blind thing.
Well, it's no big deal for you because you know your brand, right?
Oh, yeah. But like even when I first started smoking, I didn't know what my brand was.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the store and look and to try and find out what it was.
How did you how did you settle on your brand?
I was going to a bar in Edmonton and I went out and got a pack of cigarettes and they were just like Benson and Hedges. And they accidentally, well, anyway, so I went to the bar and I started having a smoke and I'm like, I just ate a mint before having the cigarette. And I'm like, oh wow. When you like eat a mint and then you have a cigarette, it's really like refreshing. And then I looked at the package and they accidentally gave me menthol cigarettes.
And that was that.
And, yeah, but I don't like Benson and Hedges though, cause they're really strong. So the way that I found out But mine is, I borrowed a cigarette from a friend when I was going to ACAD, and I really liked them because they're really light. Light menthol cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But before that, like, I just smoked what other people told me. Mm-hmm. Like Marlboro, I think it was, no, Du Maurier.
Oh, Du Maurier, yeah.
Yeah. And I tried my very first
package. I don't see Du Maurier around. Are they still around? Or
no? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My very first package of cigarettes was Players. And those are nasty.
All right.
Like, I would rather not smoke than smoke Players or Du Maurier.
You'd rather not smoke than smoke Players?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Those are gross.
One of these days, baby, we'll get you to quit.
Yeah.
One of these days. But I'm not going to start an argument today because we're a professional program. And
an argument about what?
Probably you stop it smoking.
Well, I do want to, though.
Well, you want to?
Yeah. You know that I want to.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right.
I just haven't done it yet.
You'll do it.
But I honestly try. I don't really smoke that much. Like, I don't really smoke when we get home.
That's true.
Yeah. It's mostly like during the day when I'm working, because it's kind of like my break away from like the salon.
It's funny you should mention that, because this sort of ties into the cleanse. Is one of the one of the habits, I guess, you know, that I guess it'd probably be a good thing to break is eating out all the time, you know, for my lunch break at work.
You do that?
Not all the time, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess I do. I do sometimes too, but it's just when you don't have time to like fix something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like it takes a lot of time to like prepare your meals.
Yeah. Luckily I've put a lot of the stuff in a plastic bag for tomorrow. I can just kind of grab it and head out.
Did you make the salad already?
No, because I can't find a container. You use them all.
No, there's two big containers underneath.
Okay.
Why are we talking about this?
Food.
I know. Food. It's like, gotta make sure I have a whole bunch of food tomorrow that I can eat, or else I will be starving again.
Yeah. Herbal tea.
I'm glad we're doing this, though. I do feel different.
Like, well, it's only been one day.
I know, but I think that, you know, I think you're going to notice it within the first day. Because you're taking pills, right? Like,
yeah. Well, we've been taking laxatives, but, you know, that's really done nothing yet.
Natural laxatives.
Natural laxatives, which are like, what, tree bark? No, that's the supplement.
Slippery elm.
What the fuck is a slippery elm? Why is it so slippery? Yeah.
Might as well just eat seaweed.
Seaweed. Be better than the radishes I've been eating.
I hope
today.
I'm going to sleep good tonight, because if I'm hungry, I can't sleep.
All right. Well,
just going to wake up and eat some chocolate and then go back to bed.
Okay. Well, this has been an episode of Tip Tap Tip. I got nothing. Do you got nothing?
No, I'm good.
All right. We're just going to sit here. We're going to sweat our balls off, those that have them, and we're going to bitch about food.
Yeah, I can't sweat my balls off.
And you sweat your stuff off.
Boobs off.
Yeah. And we're just going to drink some more herbal tea, and then we're going to dream about hamburgers. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. You can send us an email that we will probably read on the air at info@tiptaptip.com. You can participate in our forums at tiptaptip.com/forum. You can throw us a few bucks if you like us, if you think this show is worth the quarter that you'd want to throw our way. You can do so at tiptaptip.com/donate. And that is that. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
And food. 30 seconds. We should like order out for pizza or something. Oh.